Our scripture this morning are the words of Jesus found in Luke 6, verses 27 to 38. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks. And when things are taken from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend to other sinners for a full return. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For he is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will all come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. I love how Jesus starts this lesson, which is part of the Sermon on the Mount. He says, but to you who are willing to listen. He doesn't just mean, hear my words. It's more than that. Jesus means to listen with a receptive heart, to hear what he says and then to put it into action. James 1:22 echoes this very thing, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Now, as Jesus is gathered on the Sermon Mount with all these people, thousands of people coming to hear him, and he says, but to you who are willing to listen, can you not just see them leaning in? What are you going to tell us, Jesus? We're willing to listen. And then the look of shock on their faces, raised eyebrows and confusion when the next thing Jesus says is, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. Their jaws would have dropped open. Jesus is speaking these words to a culture that embraced vengeance, an eye for an eye. The idea that you should love your enemies would be mind-blowing to them. Now, we aren't as shocked by those words, because we have the whole scripture, and we know the whole story, and we understand the power of love to transform the human heart. But I wonder if we've listened any better than those on the mount. Do we truly love our enemies? Love is an action, remember, not a feeling. Are we good to the people who hate us, who mistreat us, who irritate us, who get under our skin? Do we bless those people who speak badly about us? And bless means to speak good things for them. Do we honestly pray for those who hurt us? And that's prayers for their good, not prayers that they get hit by a bus. Do we pray good things? As often Jesus does, He gives us a lesson and then he simplifies things with something concrete that we can take and remember. And he gives what we've termed the golden rule: do to others as you would like them to do to you. Would you like your enemies to love you? Would you like the people that you've hurt pray for you? We often get this reversed. Many people live by this phrase: treat others the way they treat you. So if they are rude to you, you will reply with rudeness. If they are mean, you return the same. But when we behave badly, we almost always justify our behavior with some kind of an explanation. Sometimes it's, well, they did it first. Sometimes it's, well, I'm just really tired. I've had a bad day. I'm just on my last nerve. Or the new one of this generation, I'm hangry. We do this to elicit mercy from the person that we've wronged. But when we're the victim of someone else's bad behavior, we tend to judge them differently. We hear their explanations as poor excuses, and we tend to not want to extend mercy or forgiveness. Sometimes we might even judge them as being a not good person. If we're listening, really listening to what Jesus is teaching in this moment, Jesus is leading us into radical love. Loving those who love us is not hard to do. We all do that. But to love people who are mean to us, who disrespect us, who might even hate us, well, that's a whole different thing. Last week at our youth group, I was teaching something very similar to the girls, and one of the girls made this comment. She said, being kind to those who are mean to you is showing weakness. That's the culture of today. It's still an eye for an eye. She perceived that her strength came from her ability to fight back. It's our fallen nature that gives the human reaction to get even or to fight back. But our Christian response must be love. Love is the most powerful force on earth. And Jesus said, love will show the world that you belong to me. They will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. We have to rise above conflict with mercy and compassion. And this is not weakness, but strength. It's far harder to do this than it is to get even. And of course, I'm not saying that if you're in an abusive situation, of course, you must get yourself out of that situation and be safe. But I am saying don't align your heart with hate and vengeance, even in abusive situations. And even if we use self-control, not to retaliate, but we hold all that negative in us, it still impacts our heart. And Jesus cares about our heart. And that's why Jesus tells us to love them, pray for them, and bless them. Because doing that transforms our heart toward mercy and compassion. think our willingness to actually listen to Jesus comes down to trust. Do we trust that Jesus' way is better? Do we trust that we overcome evil with good? Romans 12:21. I think we can easily predict the outcome of a situation when we react with the same unkindness that we received. When we retaliate, then they retaliate upon our retaliation, and it goes back and forth, and the situation will escalate and spiral into deep resentment and greater hatred. But what happens when we respond with kindness, with love? It changes the whole dynamic. It takes away the power of the unkindness. It causes a pause. And eventually it neutralizes the tension. And what's more amazing is it can lead to a changed heart. It's the goodness of God that draws us to repent. Repent means to change our mind, to think differently. Romans 2:4 says, "Are you unaware or ignorant of the fact that God's kindness leads you to repentance? That is the changing of your mind, the changing of your thinking." See, God's goodness can change our stony hearts. And we're to be imitators of God, expressing His love through our actions. Which means that our goodness toward our enemy can lead to them changing their mind about us. And it sets the stage for God to change their hearts. Now, I suppose that most of us would probably say we don't really have any enemies. And we don't really hate anybody. But this same love instead of judge principle that Jesus is establishing can be applied to every relationship. Has a friend ever hurt you? Or a family member offend you? Or maybe your partner upset you? And often our reaction is to lash back. Or maybe even to cut them off. But our Jesus response should be to love them more, to extend mercy, to forgive quickly, to choose not to be offended, and to assume the best of them. That's what love does. There's a bunch of verses that support this, and I'm just going to share four of them with you. Proverbs 19:11, sensible people control their temper. They earn respect by overlooking wrongs. Romans 12:10, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. 1 Corinthians 13:7, love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. What you give, you will receive. What you put out there, expect to return. Jesus said, if you judge others, you'll be judged. If you condemn others, it will come back against you. And similarly, if you forgive others, you'll be forgiven also. So we really have a choice to make about how we want to be in this world. Are we willing to listen to Jesus and to follow his footsteps to a much greater life, the abundant life? Or will we let our pride and arrogance judge others and condemn them also? Go now in the love and mercy of Christ. Go to love even when it is difficult. Go to show kindness even when it is unexpected. Go to forgive as you have been forgiven, and give as you have freely received. May the measure of grace you share overflow in your life. May the mercy of God guide your heart, the love of Christ strengthen your spirit, and the Holy Spirit empower you to live with compassion and generosity. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.